Alright guys, I've died like fucking million times now. We're gonna skip the cutscene, you'll love me for it, believe me. When it makes that noise and it goes pling plong, pling plong, pling plong. You wanna grapple up. I know it's a little overkill, but like I don't even care, right? I don't even know what that means. So we have the bloodies. Extinguisher. Life burner. Unknown energy. And massacred souls. Sucks. Plinging and plonging. Pling plong, pling plong, pling plong, pling plong, pling plong. Pling pling, plong plong, fucking A, hurry up. Oh my god, why are you taking so long? You don't normally take this long, why the fuck are you plinging and plonging so long? There's something wrong with your playing and plong. Oh my god, all right! Thank you! You know? I fucking sincerely appreciate that. Jump that. And that.
law.
What do we have next? Oh, are we done? Before I kill this last creature, I need to let the speed drink wear off. Okay, there we go. Listen to this lovely music for 20 seconds or most anticlimactic part of all. Drum roll, please. Actually, now that I say that, it's not really all that anticlimactic. The ending is pretty kick-ass. Actually, this isn't quite the end, but yeah. Storyline. Skip. Are with Carla, and we've been given speed potions, both of us, and we are running out of a burning building. Ready, set, go! But you gotta make sure that she is with you, like, no more than one step behind you at all times. Souped up the plane to where it's got a super fast machine gun. Ah.
Wow.
And you have to hit your left and right arrow keys depending on where the detritus is coming from. And I'm not really caring at this point what blows me up because my plane has a million HP on it. And it's okay, because it will not hurt me. Wow, I think they've kind of buffed this part up a little bit. Our plane flies away into the sunset. Oh, yes, it does. I'll get to that lovely DM in just a moment. Because we're almost done here. However, here's another lovely part of the game where they force you to listen to songs. I'm not entirely sure why Yukio does this. I'm not trying to diss him, but it really is annoying. So, I will pause it. Actually, I will end it. Actually, no, I'll just pause it because I want to show off the extras menu and stuff too. So, this is my third favorite cutscene right about right now. Wait for it. Right now. I don't know why they're fighting. I could never figure that out. Figure that out, but that's hilarious. And then one of those cargo carriers, like from a helicopter. And then applause, right? Or did the applause already come? Yeah, I think the applause already came. Okay. Bunch of backstory, blah blah blah, skip, skip, skip. And here's where we're forced to listen to the song. Yep. So I'm gonna pause it right now, so you don't have to listen to this crazy song. I will freaking pause it right now. Doesn't make you listen to one song. It makes you listen to two versions of it. This is the piano version. Don't worry. I won't make you listen to it. We'll be back after these short, or maybe not so short, messages. Or something. Oh, please make it stop. I need to make it stop, because I cannot stand any more. Okay. I'm a little psycho. We all know this, right? Right? Okay. Oh, look. It's almost done. By the way, I had literally enough time to put laundry away and put another load in the washer and make a bag of popcorn. I just wanted you all to know that. This playthrough is dedicated to all my lovely Twitter followers who are amazing and I love you all. Even the ones who don't even know what the fuck BK3 is, I still love you. Even the ones who don't even give a shit about this walkthrough, I love you. I love you all. I love you all. Oh, hey, look. It's the end. I'm just tearing up over here because I love you all so much. And I want to thank my mom and my dad. No, not really. They can go shit a brick. Yeah. So, anyway. So, it basically just takes you out of the game entirely. And we'll get back in here. Okay. Now when we get into the stage selection screen. Ooh, there's another menu. Extra. Several things in here. This is the museum. It's got like well, when you play the game the second time through, you'll get little books that are dropped by the bosses. And they basically are just little details about the bosses, what their strengths and weaknesses are. You can also buy little books in the shop. I think it's 24, maybe. I got popcorn in my teeth. And they tell basically the same thing. Like strengths and weaknesses of the monsters, and not only just monsters, but the good people too, like Carla and all kinds. Whoops. So let's explore this extra menu. So the museum. What? Scenario select. What? I've never seen this. I gotta take a look at this. Select the past event. What? Oh, it's like the backstory. Wow, does that mean that the newer versions don't have? I mean that when you play the game through again, it doesn't have the backstory anymore? That would be nice. Wow. Hold on, I want to. Which one was it that I love? 20?
Stage 11, Thirst of Combat. Stage 19, Climbing Combat. Stage 20, Mid-Start. LCC Live Audio Magazine version 1.53.
Maybe it isn't 20. Which one was it that you die over and over and over and over and over? I thought it was 20, but. We'll see. Yeah, this is my second favorite one. Right. Here, right here. My favorite part, right here. Oh, awesome. And this. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So you can look at this beginning stage cutscenes. Okay.
Stage 24, approaching crisis to accelerate the danger.
No.
Stage 25, the last lonely battle. Events of the past. LC is still alive by Omega Viewers 1.53. Events of the past. Events of the past. Events of the past. Events of the past. Crystal City Mark killing, the only way to tell where he is sometimes, the Vivian who did you, and Backboy cried in the eye.
What?
And finally, Backboy's attack to those of you. Then one night of the days of past, the Yo saw a strange dream. Person 1, Emil. Person 2, increased fighting, Ellie.
Well, that said fucking. Wow.
Person 3, Jane 1E. Person 4, Lee, I wonder what they come to. Human 5, I please return my daughter. Children 1, Lee, Lee, N. Carrie, cruel, cruel, but. Mystery voice, I.
Mystery voice.
Sign, 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 yeah, go. Who is all I found?
What is this?
A few days on the road between the hills and the tide of the fence, the road of the road came out on the journey. Next to the man of the house, the man of the road is back to Backboy, the horse is dead. Backboy will return to the last food, here, there, so, to the moon.
What?
I found children connected to the news after the strange house of the people, you're working to the south, 48 days in the neighboring town. Our forward is the house of Darkness, who I rescued the villain and captured. Now that you know what the FTA is, you can find the minions and cover Megazord, and one of the key. Then the first glance of the data in the one of the technical analysis also another purpose of the... However, the technical analysis was exchanging emails.
Exchanging emails?
Some of them certainly were technical related to the original. In addition, Parker's people seem to have adopted the technical. There, a man named Carrie has sworn to the real man. Parker's people can't see the internal family of the person named
Carrie. A man named Carrie? I am not a man! Damn it!
And there's a man who's dispatched to the open weapon. I've seen it. Parker's people must have almost been
defeated. What?
Even if I was taken by the key, I would say the first one was all the man's source. Anyway, it's possible to find the approximate truth. My purpose is possible to uncover the truth of the man Parker's people know the technical. At the top of the lane mounted 05 combat robots encounter with robots. And the spreading program and the power will focus on the core of the inside.
Oh, I think they're talking about BK2 here. Events of the past.
Maybe the top of the mountain, so it's small as a 5-star one. Yo, has entered some out there. Those are residents. Need an analysis media. Analysis media said to analyze the core is by all means, and Yo, the group analysis of core and Yaddy. And Yo, the last destination, I found the location of the core of the Tengu. And the door, so you'll find your eyes at the end of the room, and it was really the
goal, but...
Hold on. Where are the people are not the same as the companions, forgetting to live in darkness like humans. When I was around the biggest thing, everyone is evil, the Yo's house, he is Backboy 4 on the previous adventure of Earth. Backboy, the purpose of the day is not the right
side. Wait a minute!
Backboy, Sam Rattler and Robin Hood, there's a killing of Yo coming back.
Oh, okay. I thought I was actually in control there. I'm not.
Yo, those are the power of the darkness forces. It's called after a few days, Parker's people know the Tengu. They asked to stop for only Backboy, Yo, came in contact with the zone of the red mind. Yo, actually, that was the reason the Tengu was up instead. The order is the same reason for real Backboy came at the same time. However, the main character is the reason Backboy is running. I didn't notice. Yo, the Tengu was certainly the truth, but they already know where to return to the Backboy. It's just a complete lie from the original adventure. As a counter attack against myself. The middle of Terry the grassland spread outside of Crystal City, Mad Monster and the Mothman, all which are still a mystery. Then, perhaps the Hulk's officers in the FTA City was a successful gateway for the prisoners of
Tsushima.
From people of the town, who listened to the information that there would be a surface of Stitch Monster for the West 14 investigation. So, as the ship has been produced in large quantities, has their secure robot, the ultimate of the Tengu's force, resume that robot. When you finish the investigation, one street, I opened the home before the show, the core matches the mystery of two manufacturing and the darkest people, tragic scene, expediency. Rackboy 4 rounds the fence, and he has the bravado. They send him back. Rackboy 1, to the 82, famous about our target finally. Your fellow's over there. I doubt, nothing to know,
okay, I'm not really caring about this. Let's get past all this crap. I don't care. I think it's just recapping. I shouldn't have even done this. Damn it.
Alright.
Okay. I think it was talking about BK2 there. Okay, so I'm sorry that I got so. Whoops. Okay, so scenario select. Mode select. That will just determine your difficulty levels. You have to be 1500 to go in there. Power up center. That's where you can buy lots and lots of fruits and then consume them in like one go. You don't have to wait.
Power center.
What? Wait, I want to see this. This is new. What? Yes. I want that.
Wow.
Somewhere in the cave, huh? So it doesn't give out and out hints. I mean, spoiler, like, they're hints. Wow.
Super potato.
Never seen this. What the fuck are these things here? Oh, it's like a uber ton, like, oh my god, needle launcher? Okay.
Miracle
Edge. Okay. Wow. So that weapon helper thing is new.
Alright.
Okay. And Game Center. You can play mini games. Yeah. So, I want to look in the shops that are open to us now.
Okay.
What the fuck? Fruits, all of them. White is HP, red is attack, blue is defense, yellow is technology, orange is stamina. I don't want silver throwing knives. I don't want star sparks. I do want these.
1,000.
Huge mine, no. Huge iron ball, no. Huge iron ball, no. Big iron ball, no. I got enough ammo. Damage friend. Damage friend. That's new. What? That sounds kind of cool, okay. Damage friend. Wow. Oh. Okay. I think I see what Yukio did. He put in these recover half and a third HPs because he didn't want a full recovery HP dealy. Maybe. I'm guessing.
Okay.
I want. What's that? Okay. Now. Oops, 23. Shop. With the super UFO, you can, you can hit your spacebar like you're firing it, but it will make you fly. You can float up in the air with it. Very kick-ass. Not the coolest damage weapon, but it's very useful for flying. Slice blade. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do buy a slice blade. I don't want that. No. Needle launcher? Okay. So, 24 is all of your museum stuff. I'm not gonna buy any of this. You can buy all these books. They're little books. And, yeah. They're little books, and they have, like, the details about all the different enemies that you're encountering. I don't really care about them. But some people might find them useful, I don't know. So, yeah. That's that. And then
25
is the record of adventure.
Yes.
No.
No.
I'm not gonna print a record of adventure. I don't care about that. And then we've already been through the extra menu, so I want to see though what this needle launcher is. And I also wanted to show you my favoriteest weapon now. Of all. Let's go to what? 15 or something?
Okay.
I want to see what this is. Oh, it's faster. Interesting, but... This is my favorite weapon ever. Watch. Wait. This isn't what I thought it was. What is the weapon that automatically, like, when once you engage it, there's a weapon that's like Slice Blade. Is it Super Slice Blade, maybe? Maybe it is. That once you engage it, it, like, pretty much will hit anything that it encounters. All you have to do is walk. Love that weapon so much. Okay, so, that's it for that. My thoughts, I love the game. What? Maximum level what? Why did that do? Weird. Anyway. I love the game a lot. It's very cool. Very, very cool. Somebody mentioned to me maybe I should make a walkthrough of how to install the game. I think that's a great idea. In fact, I'll put an .exe file of the game in the BT Sync folder. Maybe as well as the Instant Translate add-on, too. Because, obviously, you need both of those. So, I think I will do that. So, anyway, it's been fun doing this new and improved walkthrough for you guys. Thanks so much for all the supportive comments, all the DMs that I've gotten and mentions that people have said and stuff. Appreciate it so much. I know I'm a little psycho, but, you know, hey, that's just the way I am. If you don't like it, cry me a river and build yourself a bridge and get the fuck over it. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. I love you all. You're awesome. Amazing. And wonderful. And I will talk to you all in a different walkthrough, perhaps. So, we'll see how it goes. Also, if you're following me on Twitter and you want to hear a different walkthrough of a different game that I might have or might not, we'll see. Anyway, you can DM me or mention and say, hey, I'd like to hear a walkthrough of such and such, and I'll say, oh, I don't have that game, or, oh, I have that game, I'll do a walkthrough of it. I probably will not do any walkthroughs of any of the Japanese text games, though. I don't have the patience for those things. So, but if you want to hear anything else, let me know. I also don't have any Steam or... I don't have any Steam at all. What I meant to say was I don't have Steam. So I can't play any of the Steam games because they all cost and I'm fucking dirt poor. So, yeah. Anyway, alright. Talk to y'all later. Bye! I said bye. Stop. Stop! I said bye!